that again?
I think it will be. Obviously, a couple of players going, but hopefully the gaffer will be able to make a couple of signings in the summer and add to the squad again. The boys are obviously gutted, but I think we've got to bounce back. Definitely want more teams like this. We want to get back here. We feel we've got the players that can finish third, fourth in the league and get to cup finals. So I don't see any reason why we shouldn't get back soon.
How many are going, Barry? I mean, people talk about half a team.
Lee Bullen's gone. David Grondon, Derek Stilley. Another ones are still to be decided. I mean, Stevie is obviously in a different situation from everybody else, the wage cuts wise. But hopefully there's still a chance that he stays. He's been very quiet about it, so we don't know. But I'd really like to see him staying obviously. I think we'll have basically a good squad. I mean, Craig signed again, Big Scott Wilson signed again, so there's still good players at the club. Hopefully we can do it.
You've got half a new Rangers team, you've got them getting used to Novan Larsson, you've got a lot of new players at Dunfermline. Yep. Is it important who gels quick?
I think so. If the manager makes a couple of signings, I don't know what it is money wise, if he's going to be able to do that. Hopefully he will get a bit of cash to spend on a few players. And then hopefully we can just... We've got a close-knit dressing room anyway, so I don't think the boys will come in with any problems gelling. But there's a great chance for us again next year, obviously. I don't say I was going to say win the league there, but certainly to finish where we finished this year and hopefully the third position. Because we just had a gradual increase every year, so don't see why we shouldn't be doing it again.
Set a rod for your own back now
by setting
these standards.
Gaffer says that to us, and that's why he goes nuts at us sometimes. We set standards, sometimes we play well, and he feels that we should be playing at the high standards every week. So, obviously, when we have a disappointing result, we got a bit of a bollocking. But I think the boys understand that we set standards, we've got to try and keep them along.
Do you laugh when you hear all the fuss about Larsson going and you're changing half a team?
I don't think so. I mean, Henrik's been brilliant for Scottish football. Not just the goals he scores, I think the work rate he does for the team and that as well is superb. So, I'm glad to see him go, but I'm telling him he's playing against Celtic without him next year.
How about today? I mean, how did you really enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I loved it. It was the biggest day of my football career so far. Just disappointing the way he ended it. But to lead the boys out and to see all the fans there today, we came in, they're all sitting up on the hill and everything like that. It was just brilliant. So it was disappointing for them as well. But we had great backing right to the end there, so we can't fault.
It was great to see all those fans there and inside and the way you greeted them.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we tried to win it for us and then tried to win it for the fans as well. They stuck by us right through the whole cup run. So to win it for them today would have been magic, but obviously it wasn't to be.
To go in at half time with the dream still alive.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, the dressing room was buzzing at half time. We just had another 45 minutes of hard work. But I think the game opened up second half and they sort of upped the tempo a little bit, so it was disappointing.
Thanks very much. Have a good summer.